You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Experts first estimated that a billion animals had been killed in the bushfires this season, but now believe more than double that figure has perished. While worst affected animals are generally large and slow moving ones, such as koalas, others with small populations are also at risk of imminent extinction. Animals such as the long-footed potoroo, the glossy black cockatoo, and the diamond python are just some of the many animals affected. Professor Darryl Jones is the Deputy Director of the Environmental Futures Research Institute at Griffith University. He says while there have been fires in the past, the ecological impact of these fires is unprecedented.
Like the people that, like myself, who think about this from an ecological perspective are just standing back going, what is going to happen? I mean, it really, we just don't know. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that this could change at least eastern Australia forever in some sort of fashion.
Due to the fast-moving nature of the fires, many animals have not been able to escape with their lives. A lack of food and the burnt-out landscape means many more who have survived will either die because of injury, disease, starvation, or because they're vulnerable to predators. Professor Jones says due to the scale of the fires, new rules about how best to assist animals now need to apply. He says surviving animals will have virtually nothing to eat and is advocating any nutritious food such as grain, pet food and frozen peas, for example, should be put out for animals, but cautions against using bread, mince or items with salt and sugar to feed starving animals. Dr. Jones adds we need to be more careful in apportioning blame, saying the scale of the bushfires is so huge that working together is the only solution.
Vast areas of forest need to recover. Just allowed to return to what they used to be, that will take a long time. It probably won't be exactly the same. It can't be. It's been too big and the scale too large. Nature doesn't sit around. I mean, nature right now will be getting ready for whatever's going to happen. It will rain. It's starting to rain in a few places. As soon as the fires are out, the nutrients will return to the soil. The eucalypts are used to fires. So not necessarily some of the ferociously big fires that we've had, but eucalypts are used to fires. They will spring back in almost everywhere. It's just whether the other animals that need the trees will be able to survive in the meantime.
Dr. Andrew Peters is a senior lecturer in veterinary pathology at Charles Sturt University. He says much of the impact on wildlife is poorly understood, but beyond mass mortality includes severe burn-related and smoke inhalation injuries, as well as nutritional and behavioural stress. Dr. Peters says many of the animals were already compromised prior to the fires due to drought and other environmental issues.
The Australian bush is pretty resilient, but I think the problem is that it's just facing so many different challenges at the moment. We need to start relieving some of the other stresses to give it the best chance of bouncing back, particularly our wildlife. They're good at recovering from population collapses, but at the same time, when this happens again and again, and there are other factors at play, there's a real risk we're going to start losing not just species, but whole collections of species and ecosystems.
Dr. Peters says animals that do survive also face risks from predatory animals, which tend to do better in these conditions.
Most predators are pretty well adapted to take advantage of fire situations, and we know that animals like cats will be attracted to burnt areas because there isn't any undergrowth. Small mammals, particularly, and terrestrial birds are at much higher risk of being predated.
Dr. Stuart Blounch is the Senior Manager of Land Clearing and Restoration at the World Wildlife Fund Australia. He says vets and wildlife carers are under incredible stress at the moment and need more immediate support. But in the long term, Dr. Blounch says more needs to be done to address environmental concerns that may have contributed to the fires.
We need a national strategy and funding for protecting and recovering wildlife from fires and restoring our precious forest ecosystems after fires. And that needs leadership from the federal government. Two other key things we need. We need to save and grow more trees. WWF has a plan to save and grow 2 billion trees across Australia by 2030, and that is to address historic deforestation, thirdly, very importantly, we need to bring forward our transition from the coal era into the renewable energy era.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.